Our psalm meditation today is from Psalm 122. Please turn there with us in your New King James Bibles or read responsively. Psalm 122.
Psalm 122, a song of ascent. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. Because of the house of Jehovah our God, I will seek your good. Here in this third of the Psalms of Ascents. And again, the idea, there's a couple different thoughts about what the Songs of Ascents mean. The one that I believe to be true, the one that makes the most sense, are that these are the ones that were sang as the people would go up for the three annual festivals, and as they gathered together in the city, coming before God as the covenant people, these would be sung. And you'll see that they're all focused on going to the house of the Lord, going up to see God, and then worship with His people, worshiping Jehovah. The other one that is thought of is that these were written for the occasion of returning from captivity, but you see that some are written by Solomon and some are written by David, and so that doesn't make any sense. So this one, the third one, remember before we started in the land of the pagan, and then we looked as they were walking through the hills, wondering where their help would come from. And now the idea of this psalm would be just as they're coming into view of Jerusalem or as they're entering into the city. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of Jehovah." It begins with the thought of as they were called to go to this, as the journey began, the pilgrimage into Jerusalem, that the psalmist was happy when it was time to come before Jehovah, to come before the covenant God, the God of salvation. There's no idea of it's the third time this year. We got to go again. It's, we got to get up early and go into the temple. But it was joy when it was time to come before the covenant God. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Now, those of you who've memorized this in the King James, it says, or even the Psalter, says that our feet will soon be standing. And it's translated three different ways, actually, as I looked at different versions. Some said, we are standing, we have been standing, and we soon will be standing. So I'm not sure what it is. My Hebrew is non-existent, so I can't really tell you what the original language says. The thought, though, doesn't really depend necessarily on that. If we think of being grounded in the city of God, the place where He has put His covenant, where His people are called to come before His face, whether our feet will soon be standing or our feet are standing or our feet have been standing before, the idea is still the same, that the people of God are rejoicing at the opportunity to come before God. And we should think of that when we sing it or when we come to worship. We're coming before the face of God just as much, actually more so, than the people in the Old Testament. There's no temple veil keeping us separate from the presence of God. So as we are called to church, we should joy as well. And look at the grounding that we have, where God has set our feet on a firm place. Verse 3 and 4, and 5, look at the city itself of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. And the city of Jerusalem, if you've ever seen pictures of it, it's a very crowded, tightly compacted city. The real estate there in that area is pretty scarce. And everyone lives close together, and where the tribes go up, the tribes of Jehovah, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Now, I was surprised to see verse 4 here. There's a question about what it means. And the footnotes, if you've got one of these New Geneva Bibles, it says perhaps it means this. If you look up the Hebrew word that's translated testimony there in verse 4, it always means either the tablets that were put on in the ark, or the words that were written on the tablets that were put in the ark. The word there that's translated testimony is meant the word of God that He wrote on the stones for the people of God. So we're going to the city where the tribes go up, the tribes of Jehovah, to come before the testimony, the covenant. Now, this isn't people, you know, people think of, well, that's all the Mosaic covenant, so it's a covenant of death and blood, but it's not. It's the covenant of grace, the covenant of salvation. And the tribes were called to come before Jehovah and to be gathered together as the covenant people. For the thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. And, you know, when we think of the descending house of David that rules over the people of God, that points straight to Jesus Christ. So the church is where his throne is as we come before his face. Then there's a change of thought here. We're looking at where we're going. We're coming to the temple. And then verse 6 on, pray then for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. And the prayer here is not just for the city of Jerusalem. And you'll see this section here used in the modern day for the evangelicals who are praying for the city of Jerusalem there in Israel. That's not what it is. It was at the time. But the prayer is for the people of God. And may those who love the church and who love the seed of Christ prosper. May they have peace and prosperity as well. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. And that prayer is to the place of God, to the church. Because the house of Jehovah our God, I will seek your good. Now we know that in history, the people of God, the people who lived in that city rejected Jesus. And the city was destroyed in the temple as well, never to be rebuilt. But that doesn't mean that this psalm now is past, that it doesn't work anymore. Because now God resides, Jesus lives with his people in the church. And everything that's said about Jerusalem in this psalm applies now to what we're doing now. Not the building, you know, that's not the point, to the people. And the house of God that we represent, that we belong to. So as we sing this, let's sing a song of joy and happiness, of the covenant of grace, of our inclusion in it, and the mercy and love of our Father. So we'll sing Psalm 122a.